This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome, beautiful mamas. Within my membership area, we've had a beautiful conversation around why it's so hard for us to stop. Why do we feel like when we stop, we feel like we're failing, or that we're lazy, or we just don't allow ourselves to? A beautiful mama in my group recently shared that she realised that she didn't allow herself to just sit down and watch her favourite show, which happened to be Married at First Sight, without doing something as well. So she allowed herself to watch the show as long as she was folding the washing or covering the school books or doing something productive with her time. She noted that her husband was very happy to sit and watch his favourite show and do things for himself without feeling guilty, but she couldn't allow herself to do that. And it just started this wonderful conversation within the group about why we do that to ourselves, why we view stopping and doing something that we love and that might not have a purpose other than joy and entertainment. Why don't we allow ourselves to do that? Why are we so hard on ourselves? Now, the obvious answer to this is that we feel like it's lazy. We're not allowed to stop. We feel like there's just far too much to do, so we don't let ourselves have this time off. And that is the truth. So many of us feel like there's so much on our shoulders, and if we don't do it, nobody else will, that we feel like we must fill in each moment trying to catch up. Yes, that is one of the reasons why we feel this way. And while we view things like catching up on TV shows or whatever it is as a luxury. But I think there's something more going on here too. I think it's our belief in ourselves. I think it comes from this idea that you are only successful if you are busy. Now, this is something that we believe as a society. I remember before I became a mother, looking at the women who were stay-at-home mums and feeling like they had the most luxurious life in the world. I remember feeling that I almost had envy for them to be able to just go for coffee, do whatever they wanted, walk around in their gym clothes all day, and, totally honest here, judged them for not being successful or productive like I was. Oh, that's actually quite hard to say out loud, isn't it? But yes, there was judgment there. Now, I forgive myself for that because I know that that judgment did not actually come from me. It came from what I'd been taught my whole entire life. That you are busy and you are successful and you are worthy if you are doing. And the outward appearance of these stay-at-home mums or mums that were doing nothing in my eyes was that they weren't as busy or productive or successful as me. So I think this is a really tough conversation for us to have as women and as mothers. This belief that we have around busyness and the belief that we have around what we need to be doing to be successful. It's taken me years to undo that belief system. I still have days where I turn up at the school gates and I haven't been that productive in my version of productivity. And I look at the women that are rushing in their corporate suits, still on their phone, and I have a pang of guilt. That inner mean mama voice in my head says, look at her, she is so much more productive than you today. Look at her, she's successful. What have you done? That inner mean mama voice is still there sometimes. And that's because I've realized that my sense of self-worth came from being busy. For many, many, many years, I believed that I was important, that I was successful, that I was worthy because I was busy. And so when we get to a chance to lie on the couch and catch up on a show, then we don't allow ourselves to do it until, guess what happens? Our bodies force us to. We get sick. We get a thyroid disease. We get adrenal fatigue. We have unexplained gut issues. We have migraines. We have the cold, gastro, whatever it is. That is the universe and your body's way of saying, don't believe in rest. I'll show you. I'll force you because we can't keep going like this. So here's a really clear question for you to think about. Do you still believe that you have to be busy? Do you still judge yourself if you take a day off and rest? Do you still judge yourself if you take half an hour off to eat lunch while just sitting there and listening to the birds? I got to a point where when I started working from home that I was so addicted to being busy that I wouldn't even let myself hang out the washing without also listening to a podcast. I was so convinced that I had to use every minute productively. I have to learn something. I have to do something. There has to be a different way. What can I do this time? I'd jump in the car and I'd listen to a podcast. I'd get home and have a webinar playing in the background while I cooked dinner. There was this constant addiction to doing more and being busy and learning and improving myself. And this is something that I see a lot in mamas. I see it because I've done it too, that when we start on this journey of trying to change our thoughts, become more mindful, be better, really learn about our old patterns and how we can change them, we suddenly feel like we have so much to improve on. Oh my goodness, I'm so broken. I have so much to learn. So we consume all of these teachers and information and gurus as much as we can in this quest to better ourselves. But that's just another form of believing that you're not worthy yet. It's another form of keeping you busy, of keeping you not perfect, of keeping you feeling like there is never enough. There's never enough time, there's never enough money, there's never enough love, there's never enough support. So can you see how this belief that there's a destination we have to get to when we're busy, when we're learning things, when we're being productive, that is keeping us from being happy right now? Is there a voice that's keeping you busier than you need to be? Is it keeping the perfection level so high that you are never allowed to stop? Is this addiction to doing something more and something more and something more actually your way of saying, I'm not okay yet? The house isn't perfect enough. The kids aren't perfect enough. I'm not perfect enough. Tough conversations, I know. But I can say all of this because they're conversations I've had to have with myself and still have to have with myself. I can proudly say now there are days where I do not do anything that my old personality would consider successful. Days of me resting and sitting and reading and napping. Moments of just totally saying, I'm going to listen to my body today and I realize I can't do that. And even as I say that out loud, there's a part of me that's worried that you will think, oh, well, lucky you, if only I could spend a day resting and sleeping and napping and reading. Because we have so much judgment around this, don't we? Even as I say it, the judgment is there. Even as I say it, I'm worried that it will be judged. And this is at the core of why we can't slow down, mamas. We can't slow down because we judge slowing down with so much heaviness. We assume everybody will look at us as lazy and weak. We assume it will mean we won't ever get what we want. We assume that happiness and abundance and love only comes from hard work. And I promise you it doesn't. Happiness and love and abundance comes from doing what you love, honoring yourself, being in the moment, and trusting the process. I know that can sound really out there and wishful thinking, but it is so true. Everything that has gone beautifully in my life has not come from me. All of the gifts, everything from book deals to my partner to my children to career moves to friends to opportunities, have all come from somewhere else other than me. In other words, I have never strategized myself into the best moments of my life. I have never spreadsheeted, if that's a word, planned, had it all laid out, and there it was. It lined up exactly as I wanted. In fact, whenever I've tried to do that, they haven't worked. All of the blessings in my life have come from me standing back and saying, okay, I don't know what to do here. And then, whoosh, in comes the great stuff. So stop and watch that show. Allow yourself to have an afternoon off. Say to the kids, Mummy's tired today. I'm just going to have a little lie down. You guys can play. Ask your husband to put them to bed so you can go to bed before them for a change. Talk to your partner, talk to your neighbor, talk to your parents. What can you do to let everybody know that you're not going to be Superwoman anymore? Because this is how we change that judgment. We can only stop judging each other if we stop judging ourselves. If I start saying bravely that I'm going slower, that I'm going to take some time off, that I'm going to say no, then maybe you'll be able to say that too. And then someone will hear you say that, and then they'll feel brave enough to say they're going to do that too. This is a movement. It's not going to change unless we all start together. So don't fold the washing while you're watching your favorite show and also trying to answer that email. Only this, in this moment, is one of the most powerful things you can remind yourself. Only this, in this moment. And if this is sipping a beautiful glass of red wine while sitting on the couch watching your totally indulgent TV show, then do that in that moment. That is a happy life. That is how we change how we feel and our health and our relationships. It's how we heal adrenal fatigue. It's how we stop yelling at our kids. It's how we reconnect with our partners. When we allow ourselves to stop and enjoy what we're doing, without feeling like there's a ticking time bomb underneath us telling us we need to do something else. Only this, in this moment. And it is totally okay for us to slow down. Sat Nam, beautiful mamas. Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. I truly believe that great things happen when we come together to support and uplift each other. So to help spread the word and build the movement, I'd love it if you could pop over and leave a review. And if you have a mama friend who'd also love this insight, please share with her. Until next time, beautiful mama. Sat Nam.